Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
We really are, and I just want you all to give my husband a lot of love as we start. He has been working all day to get us up and streaming. Are we doing this?
I think so. Well, you can check the chat, but theoretically, okay. We are streaming at YouTube and at Oneness Talk Radio. We're broadcasting this radio show at Oneness Talk Radio, BBS Live, and lots of syndicates.
What about our YouTube official Sri and Kira?
Official Sri and Kira.
All right. So all of those, and this is a debut, fingers crossed, breath feeling good. If everything, and you can't see the sweat on his brow, right?
No,
I hope
don't
not.
Worry about that.
So continuing with our extraordinary weekend journey, we welcome you and we are so glad that you are here. And I had a sticky note with our phone number on it and it's gone.
Here it is.
There it is. Okay. So I want to get this done right now. Give us a call. Join us at 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500. We love hearing from you.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining us. We sincerely are glad that you are here. And Sri, I want to just first and foremost, before we go any further, guys, Sri and I, you know, we have been working diligently on bringing live video broadcasting to OnenessTalkRadio.com, meaning more than just audio. You can actually watch the shows on the homepage. We have also been working on our YouTube connections and as much social media as we can. So we thank all of you for your patience during this time. And especially during yesterday's show, you know, on Saturdays, we broadcast on another station as well. And so there's another chat in that area. And I just want to say with all of my heart and soul, thank you to all of you for your support. We found yesterday to be extraordinary and illuminating.
Oh, it was a fun show.
It was great. And for those of you that were chatting over at the Oneness Talk Radio YouTube, we love you. And we're sorry that we just, you know, what we recognize is that we really have to limit the chat as much as we can on our end so that it doesn't take away from our presence with you.
Yes.
And so we will only be chatting at OnenessTalkRadio.com. And after yesterday, we made that decision because it was important to recognize that we want to be here for you. We don't want to see how he's distracted he's been. And so that's why we're only going to engage the one chat. And thank you for your patience and understanding.
So, beloved ones, it's been a great journey. We're going to get into today's topic, which is all about your voice.
Yes.
And your authenticity.
Yes.
But before we do, I just want to wrap up that today has been fun because I was able, I'll take credit for it right now.
Oh, well, please do, because you have been running around all day.
We were able to broadcast to two different radio stations, two different video stations, and it's all on one little laptop.
Yeah, which is even more exciting. And so thank you again. And, you know, this is really talking about how your voice matters.
Yes.
And, you know, this is what this weekend has been about. And hopefully you joined us yesterday on our show, Explore the Mysteries. If not, you can catch that rebroadcast. Tell them where they can get that, Sri.
Well, Explore the Mysteries, you're going to find the video is up at YouTube, a Oneness Talk Radio channel. And, of course, the audio will be up at Oneness Talk Radio sometime today for the
right.
Encore
and
show.
Also at ShriandKiraRadio.com, right?
ShriandKira will be up
yeah.
later today.
All right. So you can tell that we have a lot that we are handling, and we're crying out for help again. So if anyone would like to help keep the messages
out
there,
help
us coordinate, we are saying thank you. So let's begin with continuing this conversation from yesterday. You know, we were talking a lot about does your voice matter, and in this moment, and how this energy is really coming forward and what that voice is all about. And in the context of yesterday's conversation, because we always do these two-part weekends, we had an email forwarded to us. And
okay.
Remember, you can always send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com. Or again, you can always call us at 517-208-1500 for a mini soul reading or to engage the conversation.
So here is the email. I'm going to wait for Sheree to come back. And the sweat did win. So we have just put on a small little fan. So I pray that you guys can't hear it and it doesn't diminish our audio quality. But makeup is here. And my poor baby. All right, here we go.
Good. It's a sunny day here in Ecuador.
It's gorgeous here. We're in summer. Okay, so Sheree, I want to honor this question because I think it's a great continuation of yesterday's conversation and really helps us dive back into this energy.
Well, this is from Cassandra, and she says, Namaste, Sheree and Kira. Thank you for the gift of you.
Thank you, Cassandra.
Please say something about the importance of listening, which I think is intertwined with the importance of the voice. I am discovering my own voice through listening to you two, and that has changed my life. Mm. Much love and many blessings.
Well, Cassandra, what a brilliant question.
Yes.
And I really enjoy this question from so many different aspects, because when we listen, it's more than just, are we listening? It's a depth of the who is listening, what is listening. Are we really listening, or are we just biding time? You know, it brings up. Go ahead.
I was just remembering. We had this conversation not too long
yes,
ago.
Yes, we did.
And you know, there was a concept that's been taught in different forms called active listening. Mm-hmm. But here's the piece that I think that Cassandra is alluding to: is when we listen, are we actually listening to the full message that the sender is trying to give to us?
Right.
You know, that message is more than the words.
Well, exactly. And I think that also what Cassandra's really saying is, though, along with just empowering your voice, what about the empowerment and the power of presence?
Yes,
and
exactly.
this is the deeper conversation, because and this is also where a lot of people can hide. And so this is why I really wanted to bring this front and forward on this weekend of talking about why your voice matters. And the key is, sometimes you do more speaking with your silence. And when we are able to really anchor into this multidimensional existence, remember, here we are in the third dimension. Well, there are many very famous, very popular spiritual teachers out there that teach about being a witness, all right? That's phenomenal, because that is the gateway. But it's just the gateway. And what a beautiful gift that so many millions of people can understand that about, you know, sitting on the bench and being the witness. Awesome. Because when we do that, what we've really done is relax those lower three chakras, sent a peace vibration into our body. And this is where self-ascension begins. It begins with peace. And it's that inner peace, that peace that comes from understanding a greater sense of the bigger picture. Let's put it that way. So as we are in that moment of being the witness, that opens us up to lift and become anchored in the fifth dimension, where we are doing what? We are actually the witnesser of the witness.
Now, this is a wonderful, wonderful discernment.
Thank you.
Because, yes, that my brilliant wife has brought through in all of her communions. Boy, as an oracle, Kira Ra is so connected outside of this field of experience. And she brings in beautiful discernments and insights, wisdom from the quantum field, from the angelic messengers. And, you know, we know that we're lifting, but the additional discernment of the dimensional frequencies bringing in greater witnessing energy. And this is what I'm pointing to in the brilliance.
Yeah.
As we move into the fifth dimensional energy, we're not just witnessing, we're witnessing the witnesser.
Yes.
And there's one more layer above that. We won't go there today, but here's the piece that's really important. As you witness the witnesser, Cassandra asked, and I want to confirm, you're not only witnessing yourself, meaning the process of being engaged,
right,
you're also witnessing the person who's delivering.
While, I got to jump in, while you are actually empowering your ascended voice. Because the ascended voice is frequently telepathic. The ascended voice is anchored in the quantum field. And this is why, you know, I just have to take a bow to you, my love. I just have to take a minute, guys. And you guys in the chat inspired me over at OneNessTalkRadio.com. Here it is. Guest 66. Sheree and Kira, I appreciate your authentic offering of spiritual mastery. Thank you, my love. The AMI classes are of incalculable assistance, and I can't wait to take quantum clairvoyance. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I just want to put a big, like, shining love. And do you love our lotus, guys? I'm just going to do this. Isn't this a great lotus today? If you're watching us, you can see the lotus. And the reason I want to say that is, yesterday, the AVESA Medical Intuitive Program kicked off, and I am telling you, it is so extraordinary. The word incalculable here is
incalculable,
right.
It is.
It's a good word. And so I just want to share that if you were like, oh my God, I'm too late, you're not. Go to sriankara.com, register. It's still right there in the events. You can watch the video from yesterday and get caught up before next week. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about, right here at our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, go watch the little video. It's like a 10-minute video where Sri actually offers you some nice, tangible information about the effects of the heart chakra and how to really mm-hmm. connect with that mm-hmm. energy. So I just wanted to share that, Sri, because as we are moving forward right now in this moment, this listening energy that Cassandra brought up, and I just loved that that question came in. It was like, we did not pay Cassandra for that question.
Well,
but it was the perfect cue up for today.
It is. And,
I know.
And I just want to say, learning to listen is an active spiritual practice.
Exactly.
That will cultivate your expansion.
Yeah.
You know, our topic today is about, does your voice matter? And so we're on a corollary topic, but it's an important one. Because you could... Okay, let me back up. How many of you have heard of spiritual weekends that are silent? A silent meditation weekend, that kind of thing. The reason for this is it cultivates the active engagement mm-hmm. with what is in front of you.
Yes.
It helps stop the chatter. And so I'm reminded, Cassandra, thank you.
Well, we do that at a lot of our retreats. I just want to say, if you want to experience that, come here and experience it.
Because in the silence, one can listen more fully. Now, once you learn how to bring that online, then it's part of your presence.
Well, and this is where, again, Sri, I need to jump in because... Does your voice matter really is a very, I don't want to use the word loaded, but it's a big, big question. Because the question is, what is the voice that is carrying the authenticity and the empowerment of your truth? What is that voice? And mm-hmm. and is that voice activated? You know, it was Archangel Zadkiel, and it is such a powerful gift when Archangel Zadkiel offered in one of the installments that when we actually ignite our truth, when we can let go of the cloak of the illusion, meaning that we recognize density for what it is, we've lifted through our spiritual activism. It's a natural progression that everyone goes through. We all must move through it because that's the danger zone. Remember, that's where the planet is stuck right now in this spiritual activism. But when we can lift from this density consciousness through spiritual activism and then pop, because as my beloved always says so well, you can't play your way off the game board. Then
you've
when
gotta
you're,
lift.
You do, when you're sitting in ascension awareness, you ignite that moment where the broader understanding becomes the everyday compassion that flows through you as your natural state of being. And when that voice anchors, you have then opened the gateway. You, your one voice, for over 100,000 others to do the same.
Let that in.
Really let that in, because this is part of, and this is where I have to go and talk about the 1,000.
Yeah.
Because the other part of this ensoulment was that when 1,000 of those beings come together, there will be a critical mass ignition on the planet. And that was one of the driving factors for Sri and I to launch the app. How could we reach as many people as possible? And guys, help us. Talk about the app. The name of the app is Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira. It's available on Apple. It's available for Android. It's tablets. It's phones. It's all devices. And please, if you like it, give us a rating, because Apple's already kind of picking on us, guys. And it's amazing what happens when you bring this much light in. We have how many updates? 2 or 3?
We have a couple updates. They haven't released them yet.
They refuse to release our updates because now all of a sudden we're a popular spiritual app. And yet Google's being great. I have to admit it. They're being great. The Android, no problem. So can I finish?
Yes, please.
Do you mind? Okay. I'm sorry. And for all the haters that say I talk too much, sorry.
She's got something to
deliver. And you know what? I just forgot. So go for it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was about the app, though.
It was about I was jumping.
1,000 points of light.
That's exactly. I was picking up on that.
Thank you.
So in the app, we give the community, the mastery community, the opportunity to connect each month
at the ceremony, at the gathering. And this is where the focus of these 1,000 points is going to blossom. We don't have 1,000 yet. We are looking for help.
Help us. Social, I mean, hashtag it, whatever you need to do. We don't know, but can you help us help the planet and bring together these 1,000 points of light? Please download the app. And let's also get enough comments at Apple that they'll stop picking on us and let us keep flourishing. And so it's a gift that when that much light is coming forward, that there's this fascinating gyration. And so when you yourself, and obviously you are, you wouldn't be watching this show, and I know so many of you have watched us for years, and you just feel like our sacred family, all of you. So when we put this 1,000 points of light together, there will be a tangible, like a crystalline pillar in the light, in the sand. And so help us help everyone. Plus, you get daily inspiration, weekly practices. You actually have a player right directly to Oneness Talk Radio, so you can listen anytime you want to the live streams. We've got a meditation library in there, plus Shree's phenomenal Om Aum, the Awaken. Anyway, I don't want to give it all away. Go get the app, and that's all free. And then if you want to join us for this 1,000 points of light that we do every month, and you get the audios and the videos, and you get us live, check out the Mastery Mentorship Program for as little as $8 a month. I mean, what are you spending $8 on, guys? A month. This is once a month. Incredible support, miracle team packages, a sacred intention. So I'm only sharing this because we're in this month of March right now. And I don't know about you guys, but how many of you are acutely aware that we are at this moment where it's about self-ascension, or what's the opposite of that? Self-sabotage. Self-ascension or self-sabotage in the middle of this retrograde. So I know I'm choosing self-ascension, and I suspect Absolutely. All of you are too.
You know, the essence of self-ascension is to live a life of joy. Joy is the measure that you're lined up with why you're here.
Yes.
It's a signal from the soul that we're on track. And so, beloveds, peace is the foundation. Love is the expander. Joy is the arrival. You know, that state Ooh. Of beingness. And so self-ascension is lifting and continuing to lift into greater conscious connectivity with all that is, with the oneness.
And does your voice matter more than perhaps you've given yourself credit for? And the key is to keep finding the voice, the ever-refining moment. You know, we talked about this yesterday a little bit. And again, if you didn't catch yesterday's show, great show. Go check it out. And those of you that are on hold, I promised you we're going to get to all of our callers. And if you want to get into the queue, 517-208-1500 to get into the queue. And where we're going with this is that we are at this moment where we are being invited to trust the voice that is igniting. You know, the other day, and I said it yesterday as well, how many of you have dreamed of a different life, or dreamed of a better life, or dreamed of a life where certain things would flow better?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're being invited in this moment right now. You're being invited right now in this moment to not only say, yeah, you know what? I'm going to stop dreaming about it. I'm going to do it. I'm living it. Because the difference can be as simple as, you know, something as simple as doing something kind for yourself. Maybe one of the things that's in your dream life is that your days would be easier, or you would do more things that you love. Well, then right now in this moment, do something you love or make a commitment. Maybe something as simple as give yourself a manicure. Watch a funny movie. But whatever it is, it can start out that simple. But what it is that conscious energy introduced into the universe that says, I am choosing that life. And then with the way that the time dimensions are sliding and that the portals are opening, you're going to be able to slide right into that life. And before you know it, you're looking around going, well, that was easier than I thought.
I enjoy where I'm at.
And this is just amazing. That's the gift that you can call forward. You are that miracle maker. And I will share that what happened is that when we all come together, we amplify each other's miracles. And I will share with you that the people that are part of our Mastery Mentorship Program, we have had people that have been part of this program for many, many years. We have personally witnessed thousands of miracles. And I just want to just say one thing. that I tried to get the $8 tier, and for some reason my payment would not go through. Mercury retrograde, perhaps. No idea, but there is a an email you can just send to mastery@shriandkira.com.
Yeah, we can have the technician take a look.
Yeah, it could have been a PayPal issue, or I don't know whether it was Apple or Android, so I can't address that. But please don't, you know, give us an opportunity to help you. You know, we really do care.
Now, one thing you can do to help us, for those of you that are over at OnenessTalkRadio.com, I'm curious, is the video playing?
Are we actually streaming a video on the homepage? Because we don't have enough bandwidth to check.
I can't direct the stream out and also have it come back.
No.
Just curious how it's working.
All right. But you know, Sri, we have all these people that have been on hold. So why don't we go ahead and say hi to some of
Absolutely.
Our beautiful callers? Because all voices matter and we're eager to receive yours.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to New Jersey and say hi to Maureen.
Namaste, Maureen. Hi, Angel.
We're waiting for you.
You are unmuted.
All right, Maureen. Well, I tell you what, we'll come back to you in a minute and see if you can, for some reason, your voice isn't coming through.
Yeah, sorry, honey. All right, let's go and let's try Monica, Sri.
Monica from Ohio.
Hi,
hey,
Monica.
Dear.
We're not accidentally off.
Oh, wait
are
a
we?
Second. I just found a setting. So, hey, beloveds. Let's
Monica,
try to...
are you there?
It's Monica.
Hi. Oh, and I just want to say quickly to Maureen, we will get you right away,
we'll
honey.
Come right
this
back
was
to
our
you.
Fault. Go ahead. Welcome, dear one.
Sorry, honey. All right, let's go and let's try. Hi. Well, much luck to everyone, including Maureen. Oh. I wanted to let you know that I'm so happy about everything you said about following your dreams, and I've been making just small things. I've been writing more thank you notes to people that really make a difference in my life, and
nice.
It's making me more happy. And I really love this, following your dreams, because it makes life worth living.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that you don't mind if I ask you for a mini soul reading on the Sacred Union question.
Oh, Monica, honey, I never mind, my love. I never mind. However, I do enjoy that you're asking on the weekend that we're talking about your voice. And what I'm talking about now is your inner voice. And so I want you to bring your hands to your heart. And as you're sharing and as you're feeling and as your hands are on your heart, just simply, I want you to really bring, they're saying, close your eyes, bring your breath to where your hands are. And there's this pink, it's like a swirling, spiraling, very soft, soft, soft pink energy that I'm seeing that's spiraling in around you. And this beautiful, soft pink energy that's spiraling in around you is saying, it is time for you to turn and listen to that which you already are experiencing. And when you do, the expansion will be effortless. And so, Monica, I just need you to hear that this message is coming from your heart to you. It's almost like your own heart is saying, why don't you love me? Why are you looking somewhere else? And so that's where I'm inviting you to go during this wonderful moment of resurrection and dreaming. And to really, they're saying that union will just effortlessly open the gates to the rest. And so thank you for being here, honey. We love you so much. Many blessings.
Many blessings, dear.
I love it, and I love you, and I am wearing my heart. And
Yay!
I, love
I wear mine a lot. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye, Angel. Namaste. Well, Sri, can we try to bring in Maureen again?
Yeah.
Oh, Maureen, I hope you're there, honey.
Hey, Maureen.
Hi, Maureen.
We hear some noise.
Hello?
Hello. Dear. Hi, honey.
Hi, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Beautifully.
Yeah, a little bit of background stuff going on.
Okay, I'm in a store, and this is such a great surprise. I was listening to this beautiful Spanish guitar while I was on hold, and I was listening to about The Voice and listening to my inner guide, and I was relating to the message that you just delivered to Monica, which was so absolutely beautiful. And I'm so gracious and for this time with you every week. And you just bring such inspiration and motivation to just reconfirm my dreams and desires. So I thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. We feel your heart and your love.
Thank you.
How can we serve you today?
Well, if you have time, I would just adore a mini soul reading for what's happening with me right now.
Ooh, wow. So, yes. Now, I need to share with you that as I was receiving your voice and you were sharing about, you know, what's happening with you right now, I saw four, it wasn't violet, it wasn't blue. It was like a really rich violety blue combination color. Four dots that looked like the tops of pyramids open up as you were speaking. It's like they were coming out of your voice as part of your energy stream. And all I'm hearing is that the opportunity for perfect balance is before you. Stand in the center and claim the goddess within. You are a priestess that has carried this energy before. Arise, beloved one, into the queenship. And they're handing you a staff. And the staff is golden. And it has what looks like a jewel, this bluish, really bluey, purpley jewel in there. But there's four of them that are of this one. And they're saying that at any time you feel confused, or at any time if you feel challenged, or if any time you're thinking that something's not going right, it's like hold the staff, put your left hand, hold the staff with your left hand, take your right hand, put it on the top of the left hand like it's that jeweled area. And they're saying, move the fingers, ignite the energy, and then bring both hands to your heart and remember and trust the voice. You are being given accurate information. And thank you. I think all of us just received a profound attunement. And so I am very honored. Thank you, my angel.
Oh, beautiful. I'm so honored. And I give on praise, worship, and thanksgiving to both you and Kira and Sri. And I'm just humbled and so grateful, and blessings to all. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my angel. And I'm actually spinning. I'm actually really, really spinning. Wow. You know, and how many of you are feeling that? You know, does your voice matter? Mm-hmm. How, you know, every time you call in, every time we have the blessing of, I'm still spinning from that one, by the way. Any time we have the blessing of offering a mini soul reading, we all get the gift, don't we? Yeah. Are we not all receiving these attunements? And that one was very, very powerful. I don't know. Hey, those of you in the chat, did you feel it? I mean, wow, I felt it. I'm still feeling it.
As I'm sitting here, it's like in my peripheral vision.
Yeah, exactly.
I see my hand holding a staff.
Yeah.
And this energy of the staff and the empowerment of that and the swirling connection is very present.
Yes, very. And I do want to share, Sri, that somebody gave us a comment here. Namaste, Sri and Kira. I would like to share with you that the phone line is playing the Spanish guitar. So they're not. So you're telling me you can't listen to the show. That could be because at the very last minute, my beloved techno guru hooked in the phone line, and there might have been one final connection. So sorry. At least it's fun Spanish music. And sorry about that, sincerely. And so we'll see. Sri's playing with a setting, so maybe now it won't be working. And forgive us. And two in a row equals wow. I agree as far as those readings, because I don't know about you guys, but this is why I can't. I think you guys, and thank you for that. Because all of our voices matter, and because it's been so many years of me pulling through this energy, I just can't interface with the technology in the way that I know would be more buoyant for all of you during these shows. Yeah. But we really made this decision yesterday that we feel that just limiting it to the one chat room so that we can really be here for
all
of you. It
allows us to engage more. And this is also why we limited the chat. I added in another streaming channel looking to see if there's ways that we can be more present with
you. Yes, yes,
and yes. I think we're on to something here. And
wonderful. And a couple of you are saying you saw the staff. Thank you. I did. It was
nice.
Massive, huh? And this piece where we were activating the top of it and then claiming that energy into the heart. I'm still breathing that.
Yeah.
I still feel it. Yeah. Well, I mean, while we're in this flow, what time is it? Can we take another
guest
stream?
Absolutely. We've got plenty of time.
We have plenty of time. Woohoo. And remember, if you want to get into the queue, 517-208-1500. All right, Sri, who do we have?
Well,
looks like
we've got
Lori
from California, looks like.
All right. Namaste, Lori. Welcome, angel.
Hey, dear. I don't see that you're talking.
Okay, Lori, we're going to put you back
hello,
on.
Hello,
oh, there
hello,
you are.
There hello. You are. Hi, welcome.
Hi. Hi. Thank you for answering. I talked to you last week. Haven't really noticed any changes yet, but I'm hopeful. But I have a big decision. I have to move my mother. She lives in a senior community, and I have a couple different options, and I'm having a hard time deciding, and she's not putting much input into it. So,
well, I will share with you what I heard. The minute you were speaking, okay. I heard the one by the seaside. There's an option. Mm-hmm. There's something that's near the seaside or has that feel to it. And I, as you were speaking, that was the first thing I heard. And so that's why I need to share with you, because that's what they're
okay.
needing you to hear. And so that
okay.
that will be, they're saying that's going to be a very obvious energy that will present itself.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, my love. And nice. that's literally all they want me to say. And they're saying that, honestly, that is enough. And that it's just going to be within the next couple days where that's going to be like, oh, my God, there it is.
Let
so just relax into that. Ooh. And I'm also feeling a lot of other energy spiraling around you right now. So I would receive that into you as well and just breathe it in. And thank you for the blessing mm-hmm. of connecting with you, honey. Many blessings.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you
so
honey.
Much.
Namaste. Whew. Wow,
yes,
wow,
you know,
wow.
And I just want to offer a hug of love
yeah.
because caring for a senior and
yeah.
all of that is indeed an action of love and sometimes a
yeah.
bit of a stress.
It is. And our call board's getting really full, but you can still try to jump in if you want, 517-208-1500. But Sri, let's go to our next caller. It is someone, it says, it's a wireless caller from Concord, California.
Hi there.
Namaste, beautiful one. You have been unmuted.
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Kira. It's Kate from Concord.
And hi, Kate.
I'm so grateful to talk to you guys again. I watched your show yesterday, and I was so moved by how you were willing to take a call from somebody who you weren't sure what was going to lift, but, you know, because of your courage, they didn't move forward with the call, and sometimes silence is best, right?
Silence can speak.
Silence can say a lot. You're right.
but in this moment, I wanted to share with you that I've gotten, you know, my body is ill with a cold, and I was wondering if these were symptoms of perhaps some genetic re-encoding, maybe some significant clearing. I'm really hoping that's the case. And so I would love a mini soul reading, Kara, and hello, Sri.
Well, you know, first and foremost, I want to share this with you. I need you to close your eyes if it's safe to do so, because my eyes are literally drying out connecting with you. Like, I'm feeling my eyes aww. Getting really, really, really dry. So I'm closing my eyes too. And I felt what felt like, I don't want to use the word icicles because they're not icy, but when you were speaking, like I was taking my fingers from the top of my crown chakra and just kind of like with my hands, the palms toward my face, fingers pointing up. And it's like each one of my fingers is like a radiation. You are absolutely, you're traveling. It's like I'm seeing you and you're not stuck between dimensions. You're just like, oh my God, am I ever going to adapt to this? And the answer is yes, you are. And so this is actually, and I know how crazy this can sound, this is like a multidimensional adjustment. And so they're saying do the cosmic flame portal practice more often. They're saying also eye drops. Even if your eyes aren't feeling dry right now, there is a lot that's happening with your vision. If you are not taking my quantum clairvoyance class, you need to be there. I mean, you are, wow. And also star consciousness, and you know, really work on your star consciousness, breathing up. And they're saying that within 3 days, three layers will release. Within 3 days, three layers. So this is actually a layered experience. And take in a breath. Mm. And I'm still blinking my eyes. Let's open our eyes together. And yeah, thank you
yeah.
for bringing such an extraordinary gift to all of us. We love you, Angel. Namaste.
Many blessings.
Woo!
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. I did say, I did want to ask Sri to join his class and to get some payment options, but I never heard back about that. So
oh, please
really
send us an email. No, honey, of course there's payment options.
No,
absolutely.
We want you there, so
send
we'll work
an email.
It out.
Send an email as soon as you
Thank
can.
You.
To, yeah, send
Thank
it to
you.
Support at selfascension.com. We will alert Sue. It will be taken care of. No worries.
Sue.
Yeah, no
Thank
worries.
You so
no worries.
Much.
Thank
love
you,
guys.
Angel. We
Bye-bye.
Love you. Oh my God! You know, Sri, doesn't this? I feel today that it's your voice that matters, everyone. And we have so many people on hold. Maybe we should
now,
just keep doing this.
If you're up for it,
of course. You know what? They're giving. They, you yeah. are the breath that I
All
breathe.
All right, I'm going to share with you a little Mercury retrograde thing, and then Kira will do another reading.
Okay.
My 7-hour laptop battery is 80% exhausted.
This is every time we use this to do a show.
And I'm going to run and get the charger. Because it should have been just fine. It's a 1-hour show. But shoulda doesn't apply anymore.
Guys, I am not kidding. I'm looking at his battery.
It's 80%
24%.
Gone.
And it was at 100. And this is virtually a brand new MacBook Pro.
Anyway.
And this is the energy. This is what I'm saying. It's your voice. See, together our voices matter. Well, Sri, do you have to run downstairs to
yeah,
do that?
No, it's right here.
Okay.
I'll be back before you finish.
All
but
right,
I just
but let's
wanted
bring
your
another
permission to do that.
Well, and guys, he is not disrespecting this next caller. We will together hold this container. So, Sri, who's our next beautiful
well,
being?
Well, we can head to...
it looks like we have Allison here.
Allison in California.
All right.
Let's unmute you and say hello.
Namaste, beautiful oh. Allison.
Namaste, beautiful Sri and Kira and all the wonderful listeners. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I had two things. One was, yes, it is the time I made a really great decision to move forward with my spiritual healing. So, of course, connected with the AMI classes and the quantum clairvoyance and actually a couple of other courses. And I'm really excited about that to move out of corporate and into my heart-centered.
Oh, yeah, you'll
I
be
know
brilliant.
That I need to be doing.
Yeah.
One. And then two, I have a really big surgery coming up a week from Monday. And I just wanted to put out there that I've gotten everything done so that I can just focus on healing. And I would love for any energy and love to come from all of the viewers
well,
or anyone else.
Well,
but I
Allison,
wanted to see if you have anything about that, dear. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I want to share is for those of you that are watching us on YouTube and hopefully at Oneness Talk Radio, Allison, as you were talking, a first happened. Our cat, Merlin, came into our studio and is currently in my arms. And this cat has never come in before. And the reason
I love Merlin.
Yeah, well, I'm sharing that with you because Merlin came for you. So when you're asking
oh,
about
nice.
The message, I am sitting here holding this cat oh. who has never come into the studio before. And I'm sharing mm. this energy with you because the energy, and he's radiating with me. And even as Sri's coming back in, yeah. looking, going, what is happening? Allison, what I'm hearing is your life is just beginning. That they're giggling and saying, just as a cat has 9 lives, you have like 90. And they're saying that this is all in flow and is going to, it's funny, they're tickling me and they're saying, tell her. So all I will share with you is, you feel like myself when I finally said enough is enough, I'm going to be who I am. And so I'm bowing before you. All of the energies are supporting you. Follow the flow
and
have no doubt. And I know you don't. This is your moment, honey.
And it feels so right.
Yes. Thank you. And thank you for calling Merlin in for everybody today. Fascinating.
I love you. Hi, Merlin.
Yeah, we love you. Thank you, honey. Namaste.
Look forward to the courses. I love you.
We love you. And I just want to thank all of you that are giving us all the comments. I do want to share with you that, see Merlin's little broken ear if you're on YouTube? Merlin literally is a stray who came to Sri and I. We had just moved to Tosa Blue Mountain. And, you know, we have 4 mm-hmm. dogs. And he is the sweetest, kindest cat on the planet. Anyway, Merlin might have been maybe 8 weeks old. And Sri and I were sitting in our living room one night. And we have a big window in the back of our living room. And we're hearing meow, meow, meow. I mean, you would have thought this cat was like this huge, giant cat. And we look out our window and there's a little teeny, tiny kitty. And so we often say that Merlin came with the house.
he moved in about when we did.
Yeah, and he has been with us ever since. When people come to visit, Merlin spends a lot of time with our guests. He would much rather be with people and in the house than anywhere else. And everyone has come, has agreed. And I think it was very powerful that Allison called Merlin into today's show. I think that's very powerful. This is what I'm saying, guys. It's our voice. And don't we love that in 2019, when one of the ascension symptoms is this heightened communication with animals, that as we're talking about voices that matter, as we're talking about voices that matter, once again, the animal kingdom said, make sure you don't forget. I love that.
Well, there's so much going on. And just like this silly thing with the battery that lasts 6 to 8 hours going down in 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I do want to come back to our theme for a moment, because your voice matters is so important.
Yes.
The key here is to cultivate the consciousness that will allow you to be a conscious communicator, to communicate from your authenticity mm-hmm. rather than from your reactivity.
Exactly. Yeah,
and so much in our world is based on this rather reactive form of what we call spiritual activism, which is, I don't like this, I like that, you go away,
trying
to control things.
I got to jump. I have to be online.
Yeah.
Spiritual activism, remember, Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening. Now, guys, even if you have known about our work for many, many years, we recently updated one page at our website. So if you go to shrinkura.com, just click on What is the Yoga of Self-Ascension. Sit down, get a cup of tea, coffee, wine, whatever, have a beer. Sit down and read that entire page. And on that page, you will find the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening. Because here's the gift. We're stuck in what's called the second level, okay? And this is not about higher or lower. It's just levels of evolutionary consciousness and awakenness. So we all are born into density consciousness. Then that's all about what? Me, me, me. Density consciousness is 100% ego. It's all about me. And the good news is you really don't know any better. You know, I think Krishnamurti said it the best when he said, until somebody wakes up, they cannot be held responsible. I 100% agree. And so after that, after this moment of the awakening, what happens is that we move into a we consciousness. However, transiting the level of spiritual activism, which is the second layer, introduces this very strong us versus them polarity. It is, and now here's the irony, it's actually a raise in consciousness. You go from a me to a we, however, that we is exclusive to your belief systems. So that's the lower entry point when we move from density consciousness into spiritual activism. Then there's a middle section where you're swimming around finding which we you feel the best about.
Kind of cultivating tolerance.
Exactly, hopefully. And when you're swimming around, you either go back and stay in that us versus them mentality, which is what you're seeing on the planet. We're seeing
that.
A planet that's starting to polarize based on spiritual experiences. And that is a very dangerous thing, because it also means you're still stuck in density, that you're still believing in the illusion and the power pieces and the big risk game. But when we get to that higher frequency of spiritual activism, we recognize that every voice matters and everyone has an opportunity to be heard and that we don't have to agree with them. However, it's that moment that everyone pops or drops. Meaning, and you'll have lots of pop or drop moments. So this isn't a one-time thing. And that's what we've been talking about. And if you go back and watch all of our monthly predictions from 2018, you'll notice where we talked about last August, where it was like a pyramid had popped at the top of this spiritual activism, ascension awareness. And we're all in this kind of river that's saying, okay, now what do you want to create? That's this moment. You know, we are cycles within cycles within cycles. And this is a moment that is so rare and so beautiful that we are all consciously awakened to the fact that we can slide into another parallel and continue the creation process with the wisdom of this experience. I think that's something worth talking about.
It is. And, you know, when we set a sacred intention, if for example, you say, beloved creator, I choose to lift and bring in as much light and love as I can possibly channel through in this lifetime. I choose to live my dreams, inspire my dreams, because there is a magic component here. It's one thing to have desires. It's another thing to have vision. Vision comes in from your greater inspiration. Call it your higher self. Call it your soul's mission for taking birth.
Exactly.
And to move out of the level of desire or to say, I desire my mission, right. You know, if you want to play with words. But the key here is when we cultivate the vision that I choose to surrender my egoic life to the wisdom of my soul and live in full alignment with that reason I took birth, then, of course, your voice brings in the resonance of that truth and that authenticity, as do your actions. Now, our actions are so important because that's where we have brought in the vision, the intention, the heart into movement.
You do realize this is all AMI stuff, guys, right? I mean, this is part of what he teaches at AMI, so I'm just sitting here loving it even more.
And so when we talk about listening, we talk about speaking, we talk about authenticity, and it's important to recognize it all interrelates.
Now, I have to jump in. I don't know how many of you, I love John Oliver. Have you guys watched John Oliver, you know, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver?
He has some fun.
I love his perspectives. I love his enthusiasm. However, I actually sent a letter because I was so upset about 3 weeks ago now. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I want to come back to the voices that matter in quantum clairvoyance.
Yeah.
He did a very well done segment on why all psychics are fake. And there are a lot of very famous guys. If somebody's out there on a reality show, it's not real.
It's not about service.
Shri and I were filmed to be on episodes of UFO Hunters. I can tell you right now, it's not real. They set up the shots. They do this. And anyway, that's a whole other story. But the reason I'm mentioning this is, while I appreciate what John Oliver did in his expose, what I don't appreciate is that he basically said, we're all fakes. Now, and then the Huffington Post actually reprinted that, and I actually sent them to their official correction department, and of course they ignored it. And the reason being is, I agree. I 100% agree that you can get addicted to readings. I 100% agree that there are a ton of people out there that do it for money and they'll tell you anything. And honestly, guys, you can see in my energy field right here, if there is one thing that I am still attached to, it's the voice of intuition being used for personal gain. And, you know, we've put out several videos about how you can tell something is interference or not real. You can go find all of those at our official Shri and Kira channel at YouTube. But what I want to share with you right now is this. The reason that all voices matter is because every voice will be heard. So what voice are you, what are you giving out there? What is your voice that's being heard? And so pay attention to who you're listening to. Pay attention to what you're saying. Pay attention to how that energy is manifesting around you, because we are co-creators in every aspect of our energy. And if you are blessed to be receiving messages for another person, and if you are blessed for the honor to give people readings, then I pray with all my heart that you're following the 8 steps of being a quantum clairvoyant. And the reason I'm sharing that with you is because one of those is that you will not ever deliver information that has not been asked for. And there is a discernment and a great responsibility that comes with readings. And over the years, I think when it comes to the voice, I can't even tell you how many people have come to me after some charlatan, and well-intended, they're usually very well-intended charlatans, covered in fourth dimensional energy. I am not judging. They're covered in fourth dimensional energy that their ego is being fed. And so they honestly think that this is right, you know, but we grow through that too. But honestly, people coming to me saying, I had a psychic tell me that this was going to happen to me. I'm terrified of this now. I was told this was going to happen to me. And honest to goodness, guys, 9 times out of 10, it's complete bullshit. But what happens is that when it's put into your consciousness, you start creating the story. And that is why we need to wake up from the story. Right now on our planet, we are co-creating a story that's telling you that World War III is coming. We are co-creating a story that's telling you Nibiru is going to blow us up, that everybody's going to go tunnel underground, that the Anunnaki are coming, that there's Jesus, guys. I mean, forgive me. He's coming too, right? So forgive me. And I am on a little bit of a rant here only because, and I really have to say, with the passion that I have, and that's what this show is, the voice of passionate action, with all my heart and soul, if you can give yourself the gift of freeing from this illusion and wake up, it will get so much easier. And then as these thousand points of light come together, please help us get the word out on the app, Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira. As these thousand points of light come together, we can make a huge difference. And this is why Sri and I are culminating 2019 in Bhutan. We are going to be going from first to New Delhi, where we're taking people to the sacred city of Varanasi, then to Somnath, where the Dharma began. Then we're hopping in a plane and we're going into Bhutan to do things that are not normally done, to go places you can't normally go. And guys, hold on to your hats. We just had one spot open up. I kid you not. And so if you're interested in joining us, this is the culmination of this year. You got to let us know right now. Go to Sri and Kira. Go to our events page. Scroll to the bottom and learn about this journey to Bhutan. Because we are weaving a magical year together. And we know that you're part of this journey. And we're grateful you're here.
You know, Bhutan is carrying a purity, a legacy that goes back many, many centuries.
Yeah.
And the spiritual teaching and the sincerity of the population is unique on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing some live streaming also while we're there and sharing
yeah.
some of these wonderful events.
And we're going to be doing installments in places we've never been to before. And frequently in this chat room is Kenla, and he actually lives over in Asia and is the one who will be taking us into these sacred areas of Bhutan. And again, I'm sharing this because collectively we're building to something. And Bhutan is basically, you know, the way I shared it with Sri the other day, the way they show it to me is there was this massive portal of light that spread out all through Asia and the Middle East and was huge. And the only piece left that has not been corrupted, because remember, even Tibet, is Bhutan. And it's this teeny tiny little space that's left, but it's pure. And it is the only country on the planet that puts gross national happiness over gross national product. It is carbon neutral. It is giving back more than it takes. And so I feel that there's something coming in 2020. Well, I already know I've had a lot. I don't want to share it yet. That there's a reason we have to end up going from Varanasi to Somnath to Bhutan. And we're going to take you all with us. And we felt that we had to open that portal this week.
Yeah.
It's opening this week. And for those of you that are on the app, when you get your weekly energy guidance audio from Sri and I, you're going to hear a lot more about that in your app. And we upload, of course, all of that Sunday night. So check your app later tonight for that. Sri, wow, I'm so honored. Oh, my God, the call board, you guys, I love you so much. Let's talk to more amazing people. Maybe go to New York right here. New York.
We got somebody calling in from New York.
New York.
Say hello.
Namaste.
Whoop, hang on.
Hello?
Hi, namaste, beloved one. Welcome.
Hi, namaste. How are you doing?
Oh, we're honored to be here with you, my love.
It's so funny. I just said that I'm going to be unmuted like 5 seconds ago and it happened.
Thanks for being plugged in.
We love it. How can we serve you, Angel?
Thank you for having me. So to start with, first I want to say that Kira is one of my spirit guides. Name and I was compelled to call in and see what you guys have to say for me. I wanted a mini soul reading because I feel stuck in how would I be moving forward and how could I contribute to my, you know, how would I be able to, like, give back in this lifetime? Like, I needed to get some clarification on that.
Yes.
I'm going to cry connecting with you. So, first, forgive me. It's so hard when we're doing video when these energies come in. First of all, I just want to share with you that as I'm connecting with you right now, you're wearing this beautiful, your etheric body is wearing this beautiful robe. It's heavy and it feels heavy. It almost feels burdensome. It's like, you know, you've got it on, but it feels like a burden and it's actually making your head just bow a little bit. And as I'm connecting with you, what I'm seeing is like the most beautiful angel in the world, but your wings are down around you and this heavy cloak is on you. And it's almost like you're just inward around it. And as I'm sharing this with you, I'm watching what feels to me to be this radiant, oh my God, this radiant, huge, huge light. It's all behind you. It feels very Matronian, Melchizedek, Matronian, just all these energies. And now I'm getting this, what feels like tickling from my throat chakra all the way up through my crown chakra. And I'm watching these wings and they're saying, move your shoulders, move your arms, open your wings, stand up tall and take in a breath of truth. They're saying, for long you have suffered through much, and it is time to illuminate that which you are once more. All you need do is breathe this in and carry the gift of your truth within you. And they're saying that you're at a moment, and I'm watching this kind of like, it looks like cobblestones, like a cobblestone path in front of you, but it's colored different, you know, like pinks, blues, greens, yellows. And they're saying that all you need to do is keep walking on the path and put on your blinders. And in your case, the blinders are your wings, so big that it's like they've become your playing field. And they're saying, when you play in the field of the divine energy that you have always carried with you, the instantaneous manifestation you have called out for will arise, and it is your moment. Oh, and I'm just going to cry because you're really crazy amazing. Anyway, thank you. Thank you, my love.
Thank you so much.
Namaste. Namaste. Wow. How are all of you guys out there? Those of you in the chat room, let us know. We will take another caller, guys, but I just need a second. And I know we're almost out of time. How does that happen?
I don't know.
Maybe because I'm never here. I don't know. Oh, my goodness gracious. But I also want to give a shout out to a lot of you that are in the chat room over at Oneness Talk Radio. Jean, we love you. And I promise you, Angel, I'm responding to your email. We've got it. I'm so excited for you. And hey, there's Kenla. Yeah, guys, this is Kenla. This is the amazing, brilliant being who is going to be journeying us all through Bhutan. And you can learn about Kenla by going to our events page and learning about the Bhutan journey. I think it's kind of magical that we had this trip has been sold out for months. And the fact that we have had, and this poor woman who can't come, but because there is an opportunity to open that portal, that means that one of you has been waiting and the opportunity is there. And my whole crown is tickling as I do that. And my angel, Sri, do we have time for another caller or no?
Yeah, I think we
can we get one more person? How about let's go to Canada right
we're
here.
We're going to Canada.
We're
here
going
we
to
go.
Ottawa. Namaste.
Oh my God. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Christelle. I wasn't expecting to be on the line. I was just chilling, listening to your lovely voices. Mm. I feel so privileged and blessed to be on there. Wow.
Whew. Yeah, we do too, honey. We do too. How can we serve you?
I've been kind of on the ascension path. It's just been so accelerated in the past few months. And I stumbled upon your amazing work a couple of weeks ago, so I've been listening for a few weeks, and now this Bhutan trip is really, really talking to me. I've got the webpage open, and so I guess I'd just be open to hearing anything you might have for me. Fully open for anything magical that might happen.
I don't know why you guys are making me cry today, but but honey, I know you. Like there's
oh my
a.
God.
Like, even as you're talking right now, my heart is pounding, my breath is shallow, and there's this high pitch, and like a spiraling discus. It feels to me almost like the discus of Vishnu, only it's being used, it's like spinning above your head and my head and everyone else.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.